Before tonight's game of the week, we chat now with Mount Lebanon head coach Dory Oldacre. Coach, your Blue Devils have won six straight section crowns and are 7-0 in the section so far this season. What do you attribute the team's success to this point this year?
Well, hey, so far we have not had to play Bethel Park yet, so we have two games against Bethel Park this week. So it's too early to tell how the section's rounding out. We have a very brutal section. There are no nights off in our section, so we'll see. One day at a time, one game at a time.
Ask you about some of your players. Christine Eland, 6'1", 3-year starter for your team. How versatile is she, and what does she bring to your team from a leadership standpoint?
She's an outstanding leader. She's a hard worker in practice. She's a go-to kid on the floor when we need buckets and strong rebounds. And, yes, she has been a 3-year starter for us, so she brings a lot of experience to our game.
Along with Elin, Madeline Collins, another 6'1 player who causes opponents problems. And tell us about her and what she brings to the table.
Madeline's been hindered with foot injuries prior to the season, but she's come on strong and has really, really grown into her game and been able to give us a lot of great minutes. And, again, her leadership skills are truly a value to our team.
Senior Margie McCaffrey, a fiery player at the guard position. How important is she to what the team does on offense and defense?
Yeah, she's our catalyst. She's the straw that, shakes our drink, or stirs our drink. Margie is an amazing competitive player who is just a little bit of like a coach's type of player out on the floor. She coaches the team, she directs the team, and she gives us unbelievable minutes defensively as well.
You mentioned that there's no nights off in this section. You know, whether it's Bethel Park or Peters Township or Cannon McMillan or whomever, really. I talked with Coach Ernie Kuntz last week. We had a game of the week with Upper St. Clair, and he had described that every night with this section is like an NCAA finals game. I would assume you would kind of echo those thoughts that, every time out, no matter who the opponent is, you can expect that opponent's best shot.
Well, I attribute that to amazing coaches in our section. We have outstanding coaches who understand the game, and it's like a chess match. But I will say this too, that if you can get through the section, you are really extremely ready for playoff time. So if you can withstand all the tough nights, you are battle tested and ready for playoff time.
As far as tonight's game, on the benches, both you and Jonna Burke have racked up a lot of victories in your coaching careers. How much respect do you have for Coach Burke over on the other side?
Oh, I think she's an amazing coach. I truly respect her. I believe we are allies when we're not playing each other, and she's a great person off the floor and on the floor. She's an amazing coach, like I said before. I truly respect her, and I value her opinion in any aspect of the game.
And despite winning the section title last year, was a rare season in which Mount Lebanon didn't win a WPIA or state title. How much of a motivator does that serve for your team this season for a program with such high standards?
Well, going back to section titles, that is not a big thing to us. That's not a big deal to us. We do not have any section banners in our gyms. It's just not something we look after. We're just trying to make the playoffs and trying to get better each day. So, we just talk about no game is bigger than the next until it gets playoff time.
Well, the next game tonight against Bethel Park here on the road, what are you expecting to see from the Blackhawks, and what does your team need to do to come out on top?
Well, I expect to see their best game. I expect them to come out really fiery and with a lot of energy. They beat us here last year, so I expect them to again, bring their A game and really give us a great battle. If we win tonight, good. If we lose tonight, so be it. And, it's just trying to battle through these tough road games.
It's Mount Lebanon head coach Dory Oldacre. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.